School has been back in session for over a month now in the Ann Arbor Public School District. I'm Lisa Berry, so we thought we'd check in with Ann Arbor School Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift to find out how it's going holding classes as a pandemic draws on. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Swift. How are you holding up?
Well, it's great to be with you, Lisa. Thank you. And schools are open, so that's the good news.
Is there not good news? I mean, I always write to stay positive, but I guess I'm looking for a reality check on how it's going.
You know, it's funny you would use the reality because that's the word that we use. And certainly having our students and our staff back inside our schools fully open, that is progress. And we just want to celebrate that progress. It is wonderful to see happy children in school. They are learning and growing and thriving under the guidance of our teachers and our team. And yet we do have some realities that we are facing this fall, really about three areas. And one is that concern that in our elementary schools and really all the way through part of middle school through 12 years of age, our students are unable at this point to receive vaccination. So certainly that concern about COVID in school continues. Secondly, as you've heard nationwide, we're just really faced with some of our staffing and operational challenges, specifically busing and transportation. Some of those operations, we are just simply not at the high level that we work for and plan for and expect in the district. So we are continuing to make those corrections and improvements just as quickly as we can this fall. Our COVID concerns and then operational challenges and then our staffing and labor shortages really are the kind of the three areas that we're focused on.
How bad is it? What is the impact of the labor shortage on Ann Arbor Public Schools?
It's straightforward, and yet we are finding really this to represent not just a turnover of labor that you expect, but really to represent that a number of our part-time and hourly workers, a percentage of that workforce have really decided not to return to work. And so what we are seeing is really a societal shift in who will fulfill these roles of bus driver and childcare worker and food and nutrition staff and classroom assistant. This is the bigger question and challenge that we are all facing, not just Ann Arbor Public Schools, but it is nationwide.
You mentioned a societal shift. I think that's huge. And you're chartering new territory as we are still officially in a pandemic. Running Ann Arbor Public Schools, is it going as you might have expected?
You know, Lisa, we were prepared for the excitement of the return. And our teachers, I talk with teachers every day, and they are so excited to be back in the classroom with students. And yet, we knew that there would be the realities of COVID and of COVID infections, particularly until we get to that point of pediatric vaccines. We probably, I think all of us in the country didn't anticipate the labor shortages and even our supply chain issues for things like food, coming in and other supplies that we need. I think some of those challenges are a little bit more, they're on a deeper level, a little bit more persistent than what we anticipated, and frankly, than anything we've ever faced before.
So it sounds like you're saying the challenges are many.
They are, Lisa, they are.
And how is the COVID rate going amongst students? I understand you have one school, Pittsfield Elementary, that is operating remotely now due to, is it just COVID or other situations as well?
Well, Lisa, we are seeing COVID cases rise in our schools at elementary, middle, and high school levels. You are correct. Under the guidance of Washtenaw County Health Department, we did move to remote learning for the 5 days of this school week for Pittsfield Elementary. That decision was based on confirmed COVID cases, some suspected school spread, and also high rates of student absence. And so there is this reality, and we just appreciate everyone in the community working together so that when that school nurse calls to notify of a close contact, we just appreciate everybody working together because this is our reality in order to keep our classrooms, our students, and our teachers and staff healthy and safe as possible through this time.
Can you share who's getting COVID? Is it the students or the teachers or staff? And are they getting it from vaccinated or unvaccinated people? I don't want to get into privacy health issues here, but I'm just wondering, is there a trend that you could share with us how it's moving through the schools?
What we are observing in the cases that we see in and around our schools is really a family impact. So we see frequently cases of siblings and perhaps parents who become infected together, and perhaps those siblings are across two or three school campuses. So that is really the pattern that we are observing right at this time. We are excited that in grades 7 through 12, typically when we contact the close contacts of students, most everyone is vaccinated, so they are able to continue to come to class without disruption. But we do also see in our elementary schools where students don't yet qualify for vaccine that there are impacts and that we do need at times to take a time out and move to remote for a day or two, depending on Washtenaw County Health advisement, and then return to school in order to stop that spread.
And I know there were some questions and concerns about the mask mandate due to the recent budget approved by state lawmakers, but in Ann Arbor Public Schools, you remain dedicated to that mask mandate?
We absolutely do. We are practicing our Super Six, which requires being fully masked while indoors. And Lisa, when I walk through schools, I see our students, you know, youngest students all the way through high school. And I just want to give our students, our teachers, our staff, our parents, our community just a huge shout out because we are seeing high levels of support and keeping of the mitigation strategies that are necessary to get through this fall COVID time.
And I understand booster shots are now available in Washtenaw County, and school employees qualify for that?
We are so excited. There are two bright spots of the information that we've recently learned. One is that it appears as if those pediatric vaccinations may come later this fall. So we are very excited, as I know our parents are, to hear about that possibility. And secondly, you're right, Lisa, our teachers and our school staff have qualified under that occupational category for the booster shots, and they are actually going to get those now. You remember, Lisa, it was March, April when most of our staff was able to be vaccinated last spring. So we are right now coming into the six-month time frame, so we are really grateful that our staff will be able to get boosters.
You're facing so many different issues running Ann Arbor Public Schools, and I'm wondering if anyone's listening to this and wants to show their support to you, Dr. Janice Swift, or the public schools. Is there anything we can do?
That's very kind, Lisa. Thank you for that question. What we are asking, first of all, is for all of us to practice our mitigation strategies and be vaccinated. That's the best thing we can do to keep our community safe. Secondly, through your network, if you will share our job postings. We just had a very successful fall job fair. That's a first ever. We had a very successful fair last week. We do still have openings across our system. The Ann Arbor Public Schools is a wonderful organization to work for those who are called to serve children. We'd love to have you consider one of the many jobs that we have open at this time.
Ann Arbor School Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift, thanks for all you do to keep the kids in classes and everybody healthy, and continued luck and support to you moving forward.
Yes, thank you, Lisa. It's a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for all your support into our Ann Arbor community for supporting this effort. We will get through this time, and there are brighter days ahead, and we just appreciate everyone working together to serve and support our students.